Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourself. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Diyos marahin aga sa inyo sa boss. Good morning po. Magandang umaga, bayan. And today we celebrate with great joy and festivity the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Alam niyo po, itong isa sa mga debosyon na masasabi natin nagpapakita sa gaano tayo kamahal ng Diyos, ng Panginoon. Sabi nga ni St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, sabi ni Jesus kay St. Mary Margaret Alacoque, isa sa mga promise niya sa Sacred Heart, sabi, Jesus said to St. Margaret, I promise you, in the excessive mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who communicate on the first Friday for 9 consecutive months the grace of final repentance. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving the sacrament. My divine heart shall be the safe refuge in the last moment. No? Ganyan tayo kamahal ni Lord. And what are the conditions for this promise of the Sacred Heart? Of course, first, the communion must be on the first Friday of the month. The 9th first Friday must be consecutive. Kailangan tuloy-tuloy. There must be the intention of making the 9th first Friday. And fourth, the communion must be communion of preparation. But of course, no, we should be what? We should make already a confession, no? At least according to the indulgence, Book of Indulgence, 7 days before or 7 days after. No? Meron tayong confession, no? Free from mortal sin. And you know why? Why Jesus said in the Gospel today that He is meek and humble of heart. No? Because this is the key to the devotion to the Sacred Heart. The meekness and humility of heart of Jesus. Bakit ba No? Sabi nga, bakit? Bakit ba? Bakit ba sinabi ni Lord na ang kanyang puso ay maamo at mapagkumbaba o mababang loob, sabi nga sa Tagalog. Why? Have you ever questioned yourself? Why? Jesus said that the thief heart is meek and humble. Oh, sabihin siguro ng iba, because Jesus is, ano, no? It's our Lord. Yes, true. But, pero bagamat subalit datapuat, Jesus, in saying this meek and humble of his heart, is promoting that we, his children, should be attracted to his love, to encourage us to go near to him, because he loves us so much. Sabi nga, di ba, sa Gospel ni St. John, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son for us. And heart, no? Kapag nakita kayo ng puso, what does it mean? It means love, pag-ibig. Kaya nga, di ba, Deus caritas est. God is love. No? Kaso nga lang, no? The problem is, we do not love God. Ano? Bakit? Kasi kung mahal natin si Lord, siguro, kahit ano pa yung ginagawa natin, o wala namang kwenta yung ginagawa natin, we will sacrifice to participate in the mass. No? But because it is easy to say, Lord, I love you. Pero kahit na pwede naman ako magsimba, dito na lang ako sa bahay, makikinig na lang ako sa radio. Diba? Love. If you love, sabi nga, somebody, you are willing to sacrifice. Sad to say, this is what is lacking to us, especially for the young and the youth of today. They taught love. Pag mahal kita, sige lang. There is no room for sacrifice. No? Kaya minsan, no? Saan nauuwi? Nauuwi sa, sabi nga ni Pope Francis, comfort Christian. No? Comfort Christian. Ay, dito na lang ako sa bahay. Ay, ang layo-layo ng Barangay San Felipe. Sa sentro na lang ako, butan, may McDonald's doon, meron doon Imo, may Imol doon. No? Bakit pa ako magsasakripisyo? But Jesus is encouraging us for love. Sad to say, we said we love God, but we pretend only to love Him. And let us look the difference between God's love and human, through too much human love. No? Kasi alam nyo, yung human love, yung pag-ibig, although of course, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. But that is the second. Sabi ni St. Augustine, ang unang sinabi ni Lord, and it is very important, is love God with your whole heart, with your whole soul. No? Bakit? No? Kasi yung pag-ibig ng tao at pag-ibig sa tao, madaling kumukupa. No? And the difference between Jesus' love and human love is that Jesus' love tends always to give. No? mapagbigay si Lord. A love that always gives. Kaya ngayon sa promise ng Sacred Heart, diba? Until the last breath, Jesus wants us to give. He wants to give us eternal life. Give and give. If He takes, no? If ever God takes, if ever Jesus takes, He always do it voluntarily. Then He asks us, no? Sister, brother, mahal mo ba ako? He always asks. That's why He said, meek and humble of heart. Because a meek and humble of heart attracts person. And at the same time, a meek and humble of heart do not force anybody, dominate anybody. No. A meek and humble of heart always asks. Hindi yung kumukuha na lang na walang paalam. No. Hindi yung nangunguha na lang dahil mayroong katungkulan. No. No. A meek and humble of heart, that is Jesus. No? And on the contrary, sa kasamaang palad, o sa kasawiang palad, sabi nga sa Tagalog, no? Ano yung human heart? No? Or human love? Yung human love, no? It not only gives, but it also wants to take. No? Kaya nga, no? Pag nagmahal ka, no? Sabi nga, ewan ko kung totoo yun, no? Sabi, no? Na pag nagmahal ka ng babae, no? Ihanda mo ang iyong bulsa. No? Kasi, no? Bili mo ko niyan. Ha? Di ba? Ang sabi sa akin ng aking nobya. Because that, naturally speaking, no? Tayong mga tao, pag nagmahal, gusto natin may laging kapalit. Di ba? Aminin. Di ba? Gusto natin may kapalit. Mamahalin kita, pero, ayan, kailangan, ibigay mo sa akin, ganito, ganyan. Ganun tayo magmahal bilang tao. We do not give always, but we want also, of course, to receive. That is normal. It is natural. I do not mean that it is bad. It is good because it's part. But I am saying that is not how Jesus loved. And another aspect pa, no, ng human love is that, no, walang forever. No? Kay sa love ni Lord, sa love ni Jesus, masasabi natin may forever. Pero sa human love, we cannot be sure. Of course, others, no? Others receive that forever. But not all. 50-50, sabi nga. And it arrives, no? Yung pag-ibig ng tao, dumarating sa punto na, sabi nga sa kanta, it must have been love, but it's over now. It must have been good, but I lost it somehow. No? It must have been love, but it's over now. Minsan, no? Isang buwan, isang taon, dalawang taon, no? And then after that, wala na. No? May nakausap nga ako, no? Sa Italy. Alam niyo, sabi niya, Father, diyan sa simbahan na yan, hindi ko nasasabihin kung saan simbahan, no? But sa part ng Liguria, no? Sa Liguria, sa Italy. No? Sabi niya doon, alam niyo, Father, diyan sa simbahan yan, Diyan ako kinasal. Ay ko, oh, talaga, congratulations. At alam niyo, Father, ilang kami kinasal? Ilan kayo? Sabi niya, mga 50 kami. Oh, sabi ko, galing ah. 50 kayong ikinasal? Oo, sa araw na yun. Oo. Pero Father, alam niyo, kung ilan ang nanatili doon sa kanilang promise sa kasal? Sabi ko, ilan? Sabi niya, kaharap mo lang, yung kaharap mo lang. Sabi niya, ako lang, kami lang po. Karamihan doon sa nakasabay namin, nabalitaan ko, pagkatapos ng tatlong buwan lang yata, after only 3 months, they separated. Annulled. Naghiwalay. Sabi ko, nakakalungkot. Yan po ang pag-ibig ng tao. Marupok. No? Marupok. Very weak. That's why it is not sufficient minsan. Hindi sufficient only human love. We have to have the love of Jesus in our hearts. No? Kaya nga si Lord, no? Every day, no? Siguro, sabi ni Lord, sinisinta kita, di ka kumikibo, akala mo yata ako'y nagbibiro. No? Every day, Jesus is telling us, nandito ako, umiibig sa'yo. No? Kahit na nagdurugo ang puso. No? Bakit? Kasi, no? Everyday minamahal tayo ni Lord, pero everyday sinasaktan naman natin si God. How do we hurt Him? No? Kasi napakadali o napakasarap mag-preach. Oh, mahal tayo ni Lord. Oy, mahal ka ng Panginoon. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Pero nakakalimutan natin na ganun man kamahal tayo ni Lord, pero sinasaktan natin siya. Sa papaanong paraan, binabaliwala natin siya. At higit sa lahat, sa pamamagitan ng kasalanan. No? Ay, Pare Jeremy, panigin naman ang preach mo ng kasalanan. Eh, kailangan sabihin ko yun. Kasi responsibilidad ko bilang pare na sabihin na mahal tayo ni Lord, pero tayo ang hindi nagmamahal sa Kanya. Alam niyo, grabe ang pag-ibig sa atin ng Panginoon. Pero grabe naman ang pagbabaliwala natin sa Kanya. Pagbaliwala natin sa kamahal-mahalang puso ni Jesus. Sa tingin niyo ba, mga brothers and sisters, kapag may taong nagmamahal sa inyo at lagi niyong binabaliwala, sa tingin niyo ba, time will come na magiging mamamahal niyo pa ba siya? Iibigin niyo pa ba siya? No? Kapag ka nasanay na no, yung iyong puso sa pagbabaliwala sa Kanya. No? Napakadali, no? Katulad ng sinasabi ng iba, God is love, God is merciful. Napakadaling mag-preach nun. No? At lahat, pumapalakpak ang tainga kapag sinasabi, oy, mahal ka ni Lord, oy, ano ka? But on the other part, no? Sa kabilang banda, sabi nga, no? Man is ungrateful. Walang utang na loob. Sabi nga, God loves us. Nobody denies it. But do we respond to God's love? Kaya no, Sabi nga, sabi-tabi po, no? Kung minsan, no? Bakit ba sa tingin ko, no? God in some way providentially gave us COVID-19. Bakit? Kasi yung coronavirus, kahit papaano, tinuruan tayo. Anong itinuro sa atin ng coronavirus? Itinuro sa atin ng coronavirus na, sige, wala kang panahon na magsimba o diyan ka sa bahay mo. Manatili ka sa bahay mo. No? Ayaw mong magsimba? Ayaw mong lumabas para sa Panginoon? Sige, diyan ka. No? Maburo ka diyan. Because you deserve it. Because you take for granted of God's love for you. Binaliwala mo, kapatid, tugang ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa iyo. No? And you know, my brothers and sisters, let us ask the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Pardon and forgiveness. Nawa sa misang ito, mga tugang, humingi tayo ng tawad sa Panginoon. Sabihin natin, Lord, Sacred Heart of Jesus, patawarin niyo po ako. Binaliwala ko ang inyong pag-ibig sa akin. Mas binigyang pansin ko ang pag-ibig ng tao kaysa sa pag-ibig niyo sa akin. At sa totoo lang, kung wala yung pag-ibig niyo, Panginoon, yung aking pag-ibig sa kapwa ay nagiging pansariling interes lamang. Praise be Jesus and Mary.